This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. New Zealand is banning semi-automatic weapons 1 week after shootings at two mosques killed 50 people. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The announcement came directly from the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons.
And that's not all.
We will also ban all assault rifles. We will ban all high-capacity magazines.
She said there will be a total ban on the weapons, and residents who own them should turn them in as the government develops a buyback plan. One of New Zealand's largest gun retailers says it supports the ban. I'm Rita Foley.
Facebook says its artificial intelligence systems failed to automatically detect the New Zealand mosque shooting video, allowing it to spread rapidly online. Vice President of Integrity Guy Rosen said its systems are trained with large volumes of similar content, but in this case, there was not enough because such attacks are rare. Rosen said another challenge is in getting artificial intelligence to tell the difference between this and visually similar innocuous content such as live-streamed video games. Dutch prosecutors say they'll charge the suspect in a deadly tram shooting with multiple counts of murder or manslaughter with a terrorist intent. The public prosecutor released a statement Thursday saying the investigation shows 37-year-old Gökmen Tinnies acted alone. Three people died in the shooting Monday in the central city of Utrecht. Tinnies will have a closed-door hearing on Friday. A ferry overloaded with people celebrating the Kurdish New Year sank in the Tigris River near the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday, killing at least 40 people. Officials said many of the dead were women and children, adding that search operations are still underway. Iraqi forces drove the Islamic State group from Mosul in 2017 after a devastating campaign that left the entire neighborhoods there in ruins. This is VOA News. At least five people are dead and 20 wounded following a string of explosions near a Shiite shrine and cemetery in Kabul as people gathered Thursday morning to mark the Persian New Year. Afghan officials said three explosive devices had been remotely detonated. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State affiliate that has taken root in Afghanistan has targeted the country's minority Shiite Muslims in the past. The Red Cross is pouring aid into stricken Mozambique following a devastating cyclone and floods. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Red Cross is sending emergency sanitation and water facilities to the hard-hit Mozambican port of Beira and is appealing for $10 million to help 75,000 of the worst affected people. The group says sanitation and water units will be crucial in preventing the spread of waterborne disease. Experts will arrive in Beira in the coming days and sanitation facilities for up to 20,000 people and equipment to produce clean water for 15,000 will arrive in the port city early next week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hervé Verrusso is with the UN World Food Program. He says aid teams just cannot get supplies in due to the appalling weather conditions.
1.7 million people were on the path of the cyclone in Mozambique only. Those numbers come from satellite pictures and analyzed from WFP. The government estimates that 600,000 people are affected in Mozambique, but that number will definitely go up.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is facing backlash from lawmakers who've taken umbrage with her decision to blame them for the country's inability to forge a consensus on a divorce deal with the European Union. In a televised address to voters, May said if lawmakers would get behind a Brexit agreement, the country could leave as planned and move on to domestic matters.
Of this, I am absolutely sure you, the public, have had enough. You're tired of the infighting. You're tired of the political games and the arcane procedural rows. Tired of MPs talking about nothing else but Brexit when you have real concerns about our children's schools, our National Health Service, knife crime.
May is meeting the 27 other EU leaders in Brussels Thursday, one day after she requested an extension until June 30th. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido says intelligence agents have detained his chief of staff. Roberto Marrero was taken into custody in an overnight raid on his home in Caracas. The U.S. has frequently warned Maduro's socialist government against arresting Guaido or his aides. From his Twitter account, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo quickly denounced the actions and demanded that Marrero be released. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News. R&B.